Almost 20 years ago, the BBC made a TV documentary series called The Celts and commissioned a young Gaelic-speaking singer from Donegal in the west of Ireland to write a score. The instrumental soundtrack and songs sung in Gaelic were a big hit and gave Enya, the singer, the courage to start making her own records. In 1988, she released Watermark, which included the worldwide hit Orinoco Flow, and has since gone on to sell a total of 75 million albums, with the possible exception of Adele. She's thought to be one of the wealthiest singer-songwriters, female singer-songwriters, I should say, on this side of the Atlantic. Enya's very distinct synthesised choral sound is the product of a creative triumvirate that includes the sound engineer and producer Nicky Ryan and his lyricist wife Roma Ryan. The three of them have been working together since the early 80s. Their latest album is Dark Sky Island, and Enya explained about the inspiration behind it.
Well, for me, coming from the northwest of Ireland, very remote area called Gweedore, it didn't have a lot of light pollution. In the darkness of the sky above. In childhood, I remember beautiful starry nights. And in fact, I remember seeing Northern Lights. So when Roma started to tell me about the poetry she was writing specifically on Sark Island, and they were designated the first island as a dark sky area. And
because they've taken particular trouble,
yes,
not to have light pollution.
To protect it. And it's been described to me as it is not a sky that we could recognise. It's quite unrecognisable and incredibly bright. They actually don't need light because I heard it's like daylight. There are so many stars. Twilight comes to close the day.
The entire album is very recognisably Enya. It is this specific sound, ethereal, hypnotic, you know, multi-layers of your voice singing in different languages. Are you conscious of maintaining an Enya sound?
I think the Enya sound is very much me because it's my voice. My lead vocal is always going to be Enya. And the use of my voice as an instrument is what we will always have on an album. I was as intrigued about using my voice as an instrument as Nicky was intrigued on sort of recording it. He's a great fan of Phil Spector and the Beach Boys, so harmony, the wall of sound. So he wanted to create this sort of wall of sound with a voice. It was, and still is, a fascination because each song is different. It's a different tempo, it's a different key. You sing it real time, so many times, each time is different. So in that case, I get very, very involved in it.
The first single, Echoes in the Rain, is very reminiscent of your breakthrough hit single, Orinoco Flow. Were you aware of that when you were writing it?
Very much so, to the extent of using the pizzicato sound that we use in Orinoco, and it is in Echoes in Rain. Take the star so far away, everything flows, here comes another new day. But as Orinoco is this outward sort of journey, you know, to all these wonderful sort of cities, whether it's physical or imaginary, Echoes in Rain is the return. And it's the excitement of coming home. That's where the refrain Alleluia comes from, because each part of the journey, you're coming closer and your expectations are there.
Now, you sing in Loxian, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Loxian. Yes.
In this album, which is a language invented by Roma, your lyricist, yeah. Roma. Why invent a language? What was the musical purpose of it?
It goes back to working on Lord of the Rings. When I was asked to write two songs, Roma thought it would be so lovely to incorporate Tolkien's fictional language in the lyric, and it worked perfectly. And when it came to the next album, Amarantine, there was one song in particular, in The River Sings. We had the lyric, we were near completion on the arrangement, but the language was somewhat a problem. I sung it in English, it didn't work. Latin, Gaelic, we tried so many languages and it didn't work. And Roma then suggested I will write a fictional language.
With sort of particular vowel sounds that would work
I would,
better.
Yes, I was actually singing very soft vowel sounds, and she felt that this would be the beginning of the fictional language, and it worked.
You also sing in Latin on this album. You've sung in Spanish, Gaelic, Welsh, Japanese. What is the appeal of singing in languages often that your listeners don't understand?
I think it's to do with, firstly, my first language being Gaelic. And when I worked on the Celts and when I wrote my first solo album, I sung a lot in Gaelic. And a lot of people enjoyed the song, even though they didn't know what I was singing. So I felt, when I'd written a song and sometimes Gaelic didn't suit, English didn't suit, the music is so different. Each song is quite diverse. So in that regard, it meant exploring more avenues on seeking out different languages. And I felt so comfortable with singing another language. And it has to be because of my first language being Gaelic.
You were raised a Catholic, educated in a convent. There is quite a strong spiritual element to your music.
Yes, I'd be a very spiritual person. More so spiritual than religious. Even though I'm singing Alleluia, it's more of the word, of what the expression. It's used very often. And with Santa Maria, the song, it's really based on Ave Maria, you know, Gounod and Schubert. And it's kind of like an idea I had was to do my own rendering of Ave Maria. And to a surprise to me, it wasn't a slow song. It was a very much more of a celebration of Ave Maria. So it became Santa Maria.
Now, you've been incredibly successful. You've sold millions of albums around the globe, and yet you never perform live concerts. Why is that?
When I was approached to work on a solo album, I kind of had an idea that time was very important to us. So in the contract, it said that I had 3 years between each album. So with the success of Watermark, they felt, because I'd done a very long promotional trip for a year and a half, that the priority would be for me to go into the studio to work on the next album. And it's kind of continued in that way, that in a way, the music sold by itself.
But would
because,
you do it now?
Absolutely. I've always spoken to Nicky about what would the rendering for live performance, what would it sound like? And he's got a really great idea where he feels it would be really great to, say, start with doing a live performance in a studio with the orchestra and the choir and taking the hits of all the albums and actually hear what this rendering will sound like, then talk about touring.
Presumably there's the connection with the audience. That must be quite rewarding, isn't it?
Yes, it would be. That would be incredible for me.
Enya and her album Dark Sky Island is out tomorrow.